In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
As believing people, you know, we've probably all had our faith tested at some point in our life. Did you ever pray for something or want something with your whole heart, or wish, desire? So you bring it to God in prayer, and you don't get what you wanted. I'm sure that's happened to us. We want to remember, beloved, and we want to affirm all the time that God loves us and is always looking out for what's best for us. We would never say that God doesn't hear us or God doesn't answer us. Oftentimes he does hear, but he answers in a way that's not according to our desires. You know, we want to understand that God is not waiting for us to make requests to him so that his hand can act. Sometimes we think in that way, or we're led into believing that anything we wish or anything we desire, God will give us if only we believe. But remember, all of our prayers in the church and all of our prayers in our spiritual life qualify every desire and every petition we have. It qualifies it according to what is good for us, what is for our salvation, what is unto the building up of ourselves to a better person. In other words, what God wants and not what we want. So we have to remember that. One of my professors, Father Tom Hopko, told us one time, and I'll never forget this. He said, hell would be having to do whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted. Imagine that. Driven by your desires all the time. That's a Christian definition of hell. Shows you how much faith we put in fallen, corrupt human nature, right? We don't put very much faith in that. We put our faith in God and what God wants for us. So if we have our faith tested at some point, most likely, almost definitely, it's for our good. It's for our building up. We want to keep that in mind today as of the Canaanite woman. This woman comes from a region that's sent to the people of God, you know, Tyre and Sidon. And she's from that region, and Jesus is passing through. And in biblical speak, that's kind of like, okay, we're not in Israel anymore. We're not among the people of God. In fact, we're probably in territory where they've always been enemies of God, you know, up to this point. So here's Jesus, and a woman from that region comes to him. And we saw what happened in a dramatic playing out. Her request to Jesus was tested. First of all, Jesus does not answer her a word. She could have said, okay, I guess he's not the Messiah. I guess he doesn't want to help me. And she could have given up and walked away. The second test comes to the apostles, the disciples who are there. And they beg Jesus. Do they beg him to help her? Interestingly, we see in their state of mind, send her away, Lord. She's bothering us. You know, get rid of her. They knew nothing was going to happen to help her, so send her away. Make her stop. And Jesus' answer is another test. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I was sent to gather the people of God who are lost, you know. And Jesus tells the woman, it's not fair to take the children's bread, that which is given to the people of God, and give it to dogs, people for whom it was not intended. A very poetic description there. And of course, the woman tells Jesus, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off of the table. And after this test, Jesus tells her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be according to what you have said. Let it be according to your desire." Jesus tested her faith. Not only did he test her faith in this parable, he tested the faith of the disciples who thought, get rid of this bothersome person. You know, make it stop, make her go away. But more importantly, we might say he tests us. He tests us. How strong is our faith? How much do we believe that God really wants what's good for us? So this woman needed to hear something. She needed to learn something about herself, about her relationship to God, and more importantly, about us today. This gospel is for us, beloved in Christ. We are a couple of weeks, we're 1 week from the Lenten Triodion, from starting the hymns that lead us into Great Lent. So we're about 3 weeks away from starting Lent. And during that time, we often hear how hard it is. And I'm not talking about people who disregard the fast or people who pay no attention to the services or never come. You know, people who engage in the fast, people who are at church, who come to confession, who pray or who want to pray, hear how hard it is. Oftentimes, we think that if only we had faith or if we were more devoted, it'd be easier for us. Not always so, though. That's not always the case. In fact, it's often the opposite. Somebody who determines to be more prayerful, to be more loving and Christ-like, someone who says, I will go to church during all the special services. I will make time for prayer, Bible. I will zip my lips from gossip. All the things that we're taught to do in a season of preparation. Someone who does that sets himself up for a battle. He sets himself up for a battle against the power of the world and all of the evil that doesn't want us to succeed, that doesn't want us to be saved. So it gets harder, beloved in Christ. It gets tough. Just because we struggle and we have a hard time doesn't mean we give up, right? Doesn't mean we pack up everything and go home, you know. Some people might say, well, I've prayed, I've tried praying, it doesn't work. God doesn't hear me. Well, he does hear you. There's something he wants you to hear, or better yet, see. So we keep at it. We're persistent. We get tested like the woman in the gospel today, and by the grace of God, he heals us through our faith. Remember, that's the final word in the gospel today, right? Your faith has healed you. We always want to remember that the only thing that we're saved by is our faith in God and our faith in Jesus, the Son of God, and what he did to die for us and bring about salvation. We're not saved by any effort of our own. We're not saved by fasting even. You know, if we never fast, not to say that it's a good idea never to fast, if we can, it's given to us for our benefit. We're not saved by praying. We're only saved by our faith in the Son of God. These things that we do, if we come to church, we engage in a life of commitment, if we pray, if we're charitable, it shows that we believe. It's a proper response to our faith. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Life is full of challenges in every area, most especially to a person who believes. There's a whole world that is against that, you know, that's fighting and resisting a person who believes that he can be saved in this world. If we don't see it, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't get results, if we can't prove it with numbers and visuals, it can't be believed. We have to fight against that, beloved. And today in the gospel, this woman, she's just as much an unlikely candidate as Zacchaeus, who we heard in the gospel last Sunday. An unlikely candidate for salvation through faith, right? But remember, this day, Jesus said, Zacchaeus is also a son of Abraham. He's a son of the promise. Salvation has come to his house. And today in the gospel, the woman from the farthest region, from the area where could God find faith? She became healed through her faith in the Son of God and her persistence and her dedication. So I encourage you at this time, as we approach Great Lent, to be more prayerful, to participate in the fasts, to come to church, to all the special services, not to neglect confession and Holy Communion, the things that sustain us in this fight. It's going to get hard. We're going to have struggles and we're going to have challenges, no doubt. But we don't want to do it alone, right? We don't want to do it all by ourselves, driven by our desires, because that is Christian definition of hell. We want heaven and we want all the saints and all the believers fighting together for us and for our salvation. Let us keep this in mind, beloved, today and every day as we approach the season, to be steadfast, to be faithful, and to be persistent in our love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.